Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Gila Shoshana Baisnev Gittel, Chayaliva Baisnev Gittel, Medina Batsheva Baisnev Gittel, and for Rav Yosef Ezra and Esther, and for Rav Avraham Yitzchak and Esther. Baruch Hava Atzilacha V'chol Ma'aseh Yadayhem. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim on Maseches Kiddushin, Psiyat Dishmaya. We've been going through the Shi'urim of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, our Goyim, Rabbi Abba Berman Zecher Tzadik V'Bracha. And Baruch Hashem, he is so sharp and so to the point. It is just amazing. Love it. We learned in a recent shiur that there's a concept called Shove Kesef Ke Kesef, and that there's a machlekes between Tosfos and Ran, how you get Shove Kesef Ke Kesef. And we saw that according to the Ran, it's Misvore, and according to Tosfos, it's Mikro. It's from a pasuk. As the fish itata Tosfot, anachon levim ya pasuk shishav kesef ki kesef. So says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Zatzal, v'yesh lachkor b'geder hayalfuse d'shav kesef ki kesef. We'd like to understand and explore the limud that shav kesef is like kesef. Haim ha-geder hu d'nischadish sheyesh l'shav kesef din kesef, o d'ha-geder hu sheneschadish l'shav kesef moyul k'mo kesef, yesh l'shav kesef kol ha-dinim shel kesef. Is pshat that shav kesef has a din kesef? Shava kesef is viewed halachically as kesef. What do we say now? That the gather is that shava kesef is effective like kesef. That shava kesef has all the dinim of kesef, but it doesn't have a din kesef. We don't view halachically as kesef. It's just effective like kesef. So Rabbeinu used the lashon over here is a little bit confusing, because he said we see one side of the chakira is that shava kesef has a din kesef. That's one side. And the other side is that it doesn't have a din kesef, it's moil kmo kesef, it's effective like kesef. And then he writes, the yesh l'shav kesef, kol adinim shel kesef. That's the first side, dinim, that is a din kesef. No, meaning it's not halakhically considered kesef. It's effective like kesef, but it's not kesef. When to the first side, it's actually halakhically considered kesef. So he didn't write this, by the way. This is was published by his son-in-law, Rav Altuski, that's who put it out. And now they've been selling in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know about America, but in Eretz Yisrael they have in all the shuls, a lot of the shuls, they have the Bloy Svarim, that they place Svarim outside the shul, and people buy usually at a discount. So they're selling three volumes of Shiurei Iyun HaTalmud for 100 shekel, which is just insane. I'm saying $10 a book. Each sefer is, you know, 500-600 pages or something. They put beforehand, it was like six volumes, and they contracted it into three, six or seven. In any event, I recommend it for one, I recommend it for all. So let's see. V'nir d'vishneit stadim eilu toli ha-sofik shel ha-marit. So the marit has a sofik, which is gebrengt, in avnei miluyim, in Simen Chof Zayin Seif Koten Dalit. Hecha Shehisne Al Menas Shetitni Li Matzayim Zuz Yishav Kesef Choshuv Ki Kesef. Let's say a person makes a Tanai on condition that you give me 200 Zuz. He marries a woman on condition that she give him 200 zuz. Usually the man's supposed to be the guy giving the money to the woman. No. He says to her, I'm marrying you. Obviously, he does a kosher ma'aseh kiddushin. And he says that I'm marrying you on condition that you give me 200 zuz. Does 200 zuz of shavu kesef work? D'i neima d'la shavu kesef yesh din kesef. If you say that shavu kesef has a din kesef, halachically considered kesef, so shavu kesef is effective. The Tanai was miskayin. He said, I'm an asli, you give me 200 zuz. And shavu kesef is a din kesef, so he gave her 200 zuz. Hashem can, if we say that it doesn't have a din kesef, it's only effective like money, then they wouldn't be married. Why? Because shavu kesef is effective like kesef. It's moel. In other words, when the Torah says to marry a woman with kesef, shavu kesef is also moel like kesef. But here it's not going to be effective. Why? Because here the question is not, is it moel, is it effective like money? He made a tanai. And what was his tanai? His tanai was, marry me with money. Marry me with two. I'll marry you if you give me 200 zuz. That was the tanai. Tanai was, I'll marry you if you give me 200 zuz. So she's not giving him 200 zuz. Here he makes a tanai that it has to be money. So it's not a fulfillment of the tanai. Because his tanai was specifically money. If you say it has a din kesef, so it's a fulfillment of the tanai. Because he's saying, I want you to give me 200 zuz of money. And halachically, we view the 200 zuz he's giving her in shavu kesef, as she's giving him. Shavu kesef 200 zuz, halachically, we view it as kesef. It's a kiyom ha-tanai. Because he said kesef, and halachically, he's getting kesef. But if you say that it's not kesef, it doesn't have a din kesef, halachically, it's not considered kesef. It's just effective. It's moel kamo kesef. That if the Torah says marry with kesef, we say shavu kesef also works. So here it's not a fulfillment of the tanai. Because here the nidon is not. If it's moel kamo kesef, is this effective like money? He wants really money. If it has a din kesef, so halachically it's considered money. It's the fulfillment of the tanai. But if it's not considered kesef, halachically it's not considered kesef. It's just effective, just like kesef is effective, shavu kesef is also effective. Okay, here it's not a fulfillment of the tanai, because the tanai was kesef, not something that's moel kesef, bona fide kesef. The Avni Miluim asks on the Ma'arit, what's the suffix? Hare ein ze talui b'kesef shel ha-pasuk. It's talui b'loshim b'nei Adam. What are people miskavim say manavshach? If he says 200 zuz, he means cash. Shavu kesef is going to work. And if, when he says 200 zuz, people understand that to mean anything worth 200 zuz, not cash, then shavu kesef is good. So what's the suffix? Just see ech anashim medabrim. How people speak. Then you'll have the answer to your question. That's the kash of the Avni Miluim. However, it would appear that it's not difficult. Zenachinami. When there is a proof from the way people speak, and you don't need a yafusa. But here we're talking about a case where there is no umdina mitzal loshim b'nei adam, how people speak. Does he mean dafka money, or does he mean even value? Value of money. As a talui, echo adin mitzad din Torah. Then it's talui, what the din is, mitzad din Torah. Im shav kesef, yesh lo din kesef, or lo. So really it's talui in din Torah. And how does the Torah view it? So what does the Torah say? Taurus is one of two things. Either when the Taurus is kesef, it intends to say that Shava kesef also has a din kesef. It's the same din. Therefore, it's a fulfillment of his tanai. Or no. Shava kesef doesn't have a din kesef. Halachically, we don't view it as if it's money. We're not going to call this money. We're going to call it Shava kesef. But it's going to be effective like money. But he wasn't making... He didn't make a tanai of something that's effective like money. He made a tanai for actual money, and it's no good. So we're talking about we don't have an umdin of a das b'nei umdin. And the biur is that it's tali b'das hamasne satanai is only b'shas hasna satanai. But if there was an umdin of mitzad loshim b'nei adam, if he means kesef dafka, or gam l'shav kesef, as hayaze chal b'tanai shemasna lofen ze. אבל אחר שכבר חול התנאי, אז נעשה התנאי בדיני החלוס, כמו בציר שלנו, שמה עשתה מנה שתיתנו לי 200 זוז, נעשה תנאי זה בדיני חלוס הקדוש, שהם תלויים בנסינס הכסף, ועל כן תלוי זה בדיני התוירה, אם גם נשאר בכסף יש דין כסף או לא. In other words, if we would say that it depends on what he's thinking, that would be at the time that he makes the tanai. And we would say like this, when he makes the tanai, he said, on the condition that you give me 200 zuz, so what do people hold 200 zuz is? If people are thinking, and that means he's thinking, 200 zuz is cash, and it means cash. And if not, then not. And then the tanai would be based on how people speak. But it's not. Because we're talking about where there is no umdina b'lashon b'nei adam. So the tanai is chal. And now we have to see what the Torah says. How does the Torah view shava kesef? Is it viewed as having a din kesef or not? And he is so for this. We can see in a famous Gemara in Nedarim, we've discussed in the past, in our Shiurim, in our series of Shiurim on Talmudic methodology, in the beautiful, gorgeous set of Svarim from Moreinu Rabbeinu, Rav Amiel, Zichrono Livracha, Amidot Lecheker HaLacha, so we spoke about this over there, those Shiurim. Gemara and Nedarim on page 27a. Supar sham that there was a certain man who had a dispute in court with another individual and wanted to postpone the trial to a later time in order to search for more evidence. Meanwhile, he deposited his documents for a favorable verdict, i.e. that supported his claim, in court. And since the other litigant did not believe that he would return, the man said, "If I do not come back within 30 days, these documents for a favorable verdict will be void." And he was impeded by circumstances beyond his control, and Hitaka did not come back. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. So, what are you going to do now? So the Gemara says, Rav Huna Amar, that his documents for a favorable verdict are void, since he did not return by the specified time. And the other opinion of the Gemara is no. No. Amarava onesu. Va oneslach monopatle. Tichsiv. Ulenairele sase dover. So when a girl is raped, we don't do anything to her. She's innocent. She's anusa. This guy is also honest. By the way, this was just a Daf Yomi yesterday. Those were Zohar to learn the Daf. So there also, we have the Kasha of the Avnei Miluim. Yimanafshach. If the Aspen Yadim is that the Kiyumat Tanai Bo'enis isn't considered Kiyumat Tanai. So you don't need the Afusa. You can't say he was Mekayim the Tanai that he didn't come back within 30 days because he had an onus. What do you need to come on to a pasuk for? What's Das B'nei Adam? Das B'nei Adam is that it's a Kiyum HaTanai, it's not considered Kiyum HaTanai. And you don't need a pasuk. And if Das B'nei Adam is that Kiyum HaTanai bonus is considered Kiyum HaTanai. So what's the Lanaro Los Asad ever doing for us? But if I did the HaChasni, his Das was that even if there's onus, it's still going to count. As Nevo'ah, Shemedubar, She'en Ochacham Mitzad Das B'nei Adam, we don't know Das B'nei Adam what it means. And therefore it's Tali in Din Torah. And in Din Torah, Na'ar Lo Sa'as Dovar is Ones, it's Rachman Apache. It's like we see in the Gemara in the Dorim, Halach HaChalashim B'nei Adam. And yet sometimes, we're poshet from a pasuk. If there is no lashon b'nei, if we don't know what people mean. Why do you need to come onto a pasuk l'choref? If the Nedarim are halachacha lashon b'nei adam, what do you bring from a pasuk for? The answer is, if there's no hochacha lashon b'nei adam, you have to go to the pasuk. See here also, there's no hochacha lashon b'nei adam. What they mean when they say 200 zuz, do they mean cash or not? So therefore, you have to come on to the Torah. What does the Torah mean when it says kesef? So those are the two tzedim. However,